And good afternoon, Tracy Morgan again with you as we continue these interviews that we're doing as a part of your extended news at noon. And today with me is Deb Roberts. She's the executive director of Camp Lutherlin in Prospect. And Deb, thank you very much for joining me for a couple of minutes. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to talk with you.
And so I know that I asked you on to talk about Camp Lutherlin, and we will. I know you're not necessarily the spokesman for all camps, but since I have you on the phone, what have you all seen? I'm sure you have associates in other camps. And so what is it that you're going through right now?
Sure. At this point, pretty much all camps have lost any spring groups that they've had, so retreat groups, for us, environmental education field trips. And there's some camps that are only summer, and so at this point, that's all very up in the air. For Lutherlin and many camps across the country, we've delayed the start of camp to get a little bit of time. But Lutherlin and many camps around the country are accredited by the American Camp Association, and the American Camp Association is working directly with the CDC to put together guidelines for day camps and for residential camps, and those have not been released yet. Those are supposed to be released to us in early May. And so really at this point, we're all, you know, planning for best case scenario and hoping that camp goes forward and doing everything that we can to prepare for that. But until we have those guidelines from the CDC and the American Camp Association, there's a lot of waiting.
And so remind us all that you do, because as you're mentioning, there are a few of the retreats, and I think a lot of us forget about that most of the time because we hear Camp Lutherlin and we think, oh, that, you know, summer kids go there and, you know, families will go
right
there during the summer, but you are really active throughout the year.
Yeah, so Lutherlin has five core areas of ministry, and one of those is summer camp. But environmental education field trips, we actually serve about 8,000 students a year for field trips, most of which come in April, May, and early June. So obviously all of those field trips have been canceled or hopefully rescheduled for the fall. And then retreats and events. So there's people here pretty much every weekend all year round, some weekdays, but a lot of retreats. And including in the summer, you know, at the end of our summer camp program, we host Camp Cadet, which is a retreat group, which is the state has canceled for the year, and a lot of other week-long retreats in August. We have adventure programming where groups come and do ropes course or the high ropes or groups challenge activities. We have the equestrian center that has riding lessons all year long for individuals and for groups. And riding lessons typically are happening all the time during the day and the evening at 7 days a week. And those have not been happening since the middle of March. So, yes, everything is kind of on hold right now. But typically Lutherlin serves about 20,000 people a year, 12 months a year.
And a lot of us have grown up at Camp Lutherlin. Many of us still send our kids to Camp Lutherlin. And even if we're just hearing about Camp Lutherlin, we know you're there. But I don't know if we realize the impact that you all are under right now and how you've been hurt by this. Because we talk a lot about small businesses. But in a sense,
right,
I mean, 20,000 people is a lot of people. But still, you are a small business in that
sense. We're absolutely a small business. Yeah. Yep, we have 12 full-time year-round staff and then another, I don't know, maybe 60 to 80 seasonal employees. This obviously our hourly seasonal people are in question right now and not getting work. At this point, our full-time staff are working, and some remotely and some on-site. It's a big concern right now. Obviously a large source of our income is the fees that people pay when they come to camp. Thankfully, another source of income for us is donations, and our donors have been very supportive of us. There's a lot of things that are just kind of up in the air right now. I have absolutely no doubt that Lutherlin will pull through and will continue to serve for years and years to come. But it's going to be tough for a while.
So has there been any planning session about what the future looks like, even if we just take the rest of the year? What is it that it looks like for you financially? Because if a lot of money comes in from those people who are coming on retreats, sure, or camp, or, you know, those fees, if you're pushing camp back a little bit, you're starting your finances, what, mid-month or mid-year?
Right. Yeah, very true. We are lucky and fortunate that going into this, we had eliminated all of our debt last year. We did a large campaign and were able to eliminate debt. And so We were in a healthy position going into this, but still very much dependent on fees and donors. And so as a nonprofit, you know, we aren't making money. So a lot of it will even out a little bit in that, you know, we don't have summer camp happening, but or if we don't have summer camp happening, we won't be, you know, buying all the food supplies and running all the utilities and, you know, paying as many staff and those kinds of things. But there are certainly expenses that we have regardless. And so once we know what that impact is and what we're able to do, we will be relying on our donors and the generosity of those that value and support camp to help us through.
We've been dating some of these interviews because, of course, we post them online. People can hear them as the podcast. So if you're mm-hmm. hearing this at a much later date, you know that we're talking with Deb from Camp Lutherland at the last week of April. And I want to date that with my next question because, again, camp, summer camp for kids has been pushed back a bit. When will you
Correct.
Decide, does that happen at all or will get pushed
sure.
back even more?
Yep. And so our board of directors at this point has committed that we will have a decision about summer camp by the end of May. We just announced on Monday that we've pumped the start back to July 5th. Originally, our summer staff training was to start on May 31st. So we have bumped back staff training and 3 weeks of summer camp. We will potentially add weeks on in August because, as I said, we have some retreat groups that are not coming now in August. But really the big thing that every camp in the country is waiting for right now is those guidelines from the American Camp Association and the CDC. And those will be to what we've been told we will have those in early May. And so we'll receive those, have a little bit of time to review them and see if they are doable and if it's something that can be done so that kids can still come to camp and be safe and be cared for and have fun. Or if they're too restrictive, or if there's just too much of a risk. And so we will see when those guidelines come out and take a look at that, and our board of directors will meet. At this point, we're meeting fairly regularly. So at this point, our board is meeting at least twice, likely three times in the month of May to evaluate that and make a decision by the end of May.
So you may have just answered my next question, but the conversation is leading to schools, you know, generally speaking, mm-hmm. among society, like what do we do in the fall and how does that
right.
work? And, you know, so that's the conversation. But that could also apply to you as well. Again, you may have just answered my question by having to wait for those guidelines. But mm-hmm. have you thought of plan B? You know, what if this does go forward and you
sure.
have a lot of great cabins, you have a lot of great places to stay there at Camp Lutherland, but still you have kids staying in the same cabins.
Right. Yeah. And so we anticipate that those guidelines will share things with us like how much space between beds. Typically, the American Camp Association has a standard for that, but they will likely make that further apart. How many people can be in the dining hall at the same time? You know, hand washing stations and access to hand sanitizer and share, you know, even, you know, kids typically go to the craft cabin and everybody touches the crayons and the markers and the scissors and all the craft supplies. And so do we need to make that look different? Do we need kits that the kids get and it's just theirs? You know, shared sports equipment, our cleaning routines, the campers help clean their own cabin each day, but how much time do we need between the end of 1 week and the beginning of the next so that the cabins are properly disinfected and prepared for the next group? So there's a lot of pieces to take into consideration. And like I said, those guidelines will help us determine that and help us decide if we're still able to provide a quality, safe program under those guidelines. Obviously, we want camp to happen, but the most important thing is the health and safety of our campers and of the families that they're going home to. And so that will all be taken into consideration when we make that decision.
Deb Roberts, the executive director at Camp Lutherland and Prospect. And Deb, you've been with Camp Lutherland for quite some time, many years. I know you've been the executive director for a few years now, but on a human level, can you sit back and sit and say, wow, we've never seen this before at all?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's tough. I've been here every summer since fifth grade. I was a camper, I was on summer staff, and then went right into being here full-time in a couple of different positions. And so, and I live here, and my kids are campers. My kids want to know if they're going to camp this summer. So it hurts, and it's difficult, and I know that for campers, it's just not knowing is a struggle. But you know, what we do here is really about community and about, you know, we talk about being a place where people are accepted, challenged, and sent out into the world to make a difference. And if we can't do that in a way that is safe and healthy for our campers, then we can't do that right now. But we will keep preparing to do that going forward whenever we're able.
Let me ask you about your stables for a moment, because sure. With camp not being active right now, of course, all of you can go to your homes and continue eating your meals. The horses need somebody to take care of them. You know, that hay and those oats need to still keep coming in. So how do you have enough supply for that? Do you need something from the community? Can they donate something to you?
They absolutely can, yeah. So at our website at lutherland.com, there's a place for just general donations that go towards all of our current operating expenses. But there's also a specific, if there's a Lutherland Equestrian Center site that donations can go directly to that. But yes, so we are still taking care of our herd. We have about 20 horses right now. Thankfully, our equestrian director, Carla, lives at the equestrian center, and so and we are, you know, caring for the animals is an essential service, and so we do have staff out there taking care of them, because not only do they need to be fed and cleaned up after and cared for, but in order for you know, kids to ride them as soon as we're able, we have to keep exercising the horses, so they still need riders on them and people interacting with them so that they're ready to be around kids again as soon as we can.
Now,
so,
at this point,
we do have staff working out there.
At this point, is it just staff? Because I know, you know, I used to have a horse at one time, and, you know, when we hear horses need help, you know, we're all about it. You know, we want to go out there and help.
Right.
But right now, you're not accepting volunteers to help, right?
We are not. No, right now it's just staff so that we can, one, keep our staff safe and healthy, and also so we can honor social distancing and any labor regulations that there are right now. So right now we have no volunteers, only our staff, but still working hard to make sure that those animals are cared for and ready for riders whenever we can.
What other aspects of camp still needs to be maintained through this? Again, Camp Lutherland is quite large, so if you had staff members, I know they could take care of the social distancing very easily. But what other aspects are you maintaining right now at Camp Lutherland?
Right. So just we're still doing all the prep that we would do preparing for summer. You know, we just started mowing the grass this week. There's a lot. We're 660 acres. A lot of that is woods, but there's still quite a bit of fields and areas to mow. This time, we normally would have had our work day last weekend, and that's a lot of, you know, we lose a lot of down branches over the winter, cutting wood, cleaning up the area. We have a couple of buildings that are seasonal, so getting them reopened and ready for summer. There's just always projects. So at this point, some of the staff that don't have specific duties right now, since we don't have groups, are doing things that we never get to. You know, our environmental education staff is going through all 17 miles of trails and cutting things back and cleaning them up and making sure the trail markers are there and stuff that's difficult to get to when we have guests on site. So we're just doing everything that we can so that when we are able to open, the place looks good and ready to go, is clean, is safe, and is as prepared as it possibly can be.
Deb, could you speak to something that you and I talked to before we started our conversation? And it has to do with finances and donating. And you had mentioned something to me about not wanting to pull from other dire needs, although you're,
right.
You know, you're very important to people. So we want to be able to help when we can. So could you speak to that for a moment? Because you also need finances, but it was an interesting point you made to me.
It's just, you know, an internal struggle that I have and that the staff has and the board has. It's just, we certainly hope that we are of a great service to our community and to the people who come here. And so we want to maintain that, and we obviously need funds to do that. But at the same time, we also recognize that, you know, there are places that today are feeding people that need food. And so there is a balance there. And so we are actively communicating with the people who have been our donors and our Lutherland supporters. But we also recognize that there is a very immediate need for essentials for people in our community right now. And so there's just a tension in that that we want to recognize and lift up as well. You know, next week, I think it's next week, there will be a Giving Tuesday with some matching funds, and Lutherland is certainly a part of that. but we'll also be on our website and on our Facebook highlighting some of the things through the ELCA, which is the Lutheran Church that we are a part of, throughout Western Pennsylvania that are meeting people's immediate needs and referring people to those places as well as a great way to donate.
And again, I always like to give this plug because people hear the Lutheran Church. You don't have to be Lutheran to go out to Lutheran when this
right.
all gets back
yep.
into swing.
Correct. Yeah. And the majority of our groups, particularly because of field trips, are not Lutheran. But Lutheran is affiliated with the Northwestern and Southwestern Pennsylvania Synods of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. But no, we have people from all over the place, and there is absolutely no requirement to be Lutheran to come to Lutherland.
So, Deb, just I've been asking this question of a lot of people that I've been talking to with these interviews here with our extended news at noon. And again, folks, if you're just joining us, we just have a couple more minutes with Deb Roberts. She's the executive director at Camp Lutherlin in Prospect, just talking about camps in general and Camp Lutherlin in particular about what they're experiencing right now. And so I've been asking a lot of people just on a humanistic level, if you will, how are you? You know, how are you doing? How is your staff doing? Because we all had our worlds turned upside down. And
right.
that means different things to different people. So how are you all doing?
Yeah. You know, personally, I feel so fortunate and so blessed. I live here on site. And, you know, if you have to be quarantined with a family, 660-acre camp is not a bad place for that. But I'm sad. You know, as I mentioned, I was a camper here as a kid, and my kids are campers. It's funny, I told you we live here, but my kids still talk about going to Lutherland. That means something different from home for them. And so the idea of what summer camp will look like or if we have summer camp it's sad. And I think about how I would have felt as a child if I would have known that there was the possibility of not getting to go to summer camp. And so, but we're plugging along, you know, our staff also, we're very lucky we got the payroll protection grant. So for right now, our staff all have jobs and are working. But everybody is nervous and concerned about this place and this ministry. But also just, you know, thinking about our guests and our campers and the friends of Lutherland that we have and just hoping that they're all safe and healthy. We have a lot of really strong relationships, a strong community here, and I think we're all worried about each other.
Camp Lutherland is just a gorgeous place. It's a wonderful place. And yes, I was out there as a camper as well, sent my kids, or at least one of my kids out there, and we've loved it for quite a few years. Donors have always come through for you. Just again, mm-hmm. one more thought before I let you go here, Deb, on what do you need? What do you need from us? And I understand that you said, you know, there are places that people are giving to feed people
sure.
and there are dire needs. But you know what? If we are sitting back and we say, you know what? I don't know where to give right now, but I would love to give. What is it that you all need right now that we could help you out with?
Right. So right now, obviously, financial donations are appreciated and very, very helpful. Also, just, you know, considering using Lutherland once we're open again. So bringing a retreat group, scheduling a program or an event, sending your kids to summer camp, spreading the word. You know, we can do all the marketing in the world, but the best way to get new campers is for people to share their experience and invite other people in. And so, yeah, not just immediate financial assistance, although that is certainly very helpful. But also just once we are open, utilizing the space and coming for one of our programs or renting the space to bring in your own event.
And also when we get back into the swing of things and everybody can use Camp Lutherland again, don't you think that would help with our emotional status right now? Because there are a lot
yeah.
of people who are stressed and concerned, and that can work on us emotionally. But being at Camp Lutherland,
mm-hmm.
even as you're talking, I'm thinking of five stories that I think, oh, I'd like to share this, you know, because you just
yep.
remember the things about Camp Lutherland, but they bring good memories. And can't that help us with our emotional well-being?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, just being outside in nature. But one of the most common comments that we get from people, and some it's from a faith perspective and for others it isn't, but just a sense of calm and peace while they're here at this space. And when they're here with groups of people, a sense of just, this is a place where I get to be myself and be loved and accepted for who I am. And so to be immersed in that kind of community is it's good for the soul. It's good for your well-being.
Deb, let's get your website one more time in case folks would just like to see how you're doing or donate or try to help you out in some way as
sure.
they can.
Yeah. It's just Lutherlyn.com, Lutherlyn, only one N on the end there. And we have a website that we made. It's Lutherlyn at Home. So it's Lutherlyn.com/at home. And that's mostly for our campers and friends of camp. We've been posting, you know, a virtual craft cabin and videos of songs from summer camp, different activities, some of the table graces that we do here, just little reminders of camp. You know, the Thursday morning coffee cake recipe has been a big hit.
Ah, yes.
So just little reminders of camp.
Absolutely.
And we've been doing regular updates on Facebook as well. It's just Camp Lutherlyn.
Deb, thank you so much for joining us. Deb Roberts, the executive director of Camp Lutherlyn in Prospect. And, yeah, we are in it together, and we will be stronger as we go through. But thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Tracy. I really appreciate it. Thank you.